Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime Al.
What's going on, everybody? It's me, the Prime, coming back with another episode of the PNP. Here with my co-host Lee Boy TV. Tell the people what's up.
Hey, Lee Boy in the building, coming fresh off this AIA Collective hosting show. We had a little music get down, and the jokes was flowing for me that night. So I'm looking to see if I can extend it into today's episode. We'll see. I don't know.
I mean, I seen some videos. You said the jokes was flowing, but
the videos was not very revealing of what I just said. I'll just say that I'm trying to talk to my guy. Shout out to Antonio, AEL Visual, something like that on Instagram. Yeah, I'm trying to tell him to shoot me some new clips, man. Like, it was just like it wasn't representative of what happened, I would say, that night, you know. Not yet.
Okay.
Did you just see me, what, drinking some juice with some big-ass swole dude? Like, did you see that one? Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. You got to give me some better moments than that. But, it was definitely an interesting night, fun night. And, maybe I'll be back hosting again. And hopefully in a city near you, you know, I'm trying to make the rounds.
Well, look. We got this topic today because, I mean, I only picked this topic because we usually do 90s or 2000s. So I'm like, we don't do 80s stuff that much. So I was like, why not give them a chance? And we're doing our top 5/favorite 80s albums. And yeah, it's a lot to choose from. But knowing me and you, there's going to be a lot that people say, why you don't choose that? It's like, I mean. We listen to different music, so I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say the key word is favorite, right? Because, picking just the top albums, you know, U2 would have to be on there, and AC/DC. Rolling Stones, AC/DC, yeah. Right? But you know, this is our personal favorite, so don't be coming at us. Just actually, we just need to know your top 5. That's how you can do that. Make sure you shout it out to P Nostalgia Pod on Twitter. And obviously on Instagram, we'll probably have some polls. So, don't kill us for our top 5. Just let us know about yours. You know what I'm saying? Contribute what your thoughts. We'll consider them. All right.
And like every list, we're going to do higher on my list, even though I doubt we have anything similar-ish except for probably number 1 or 2.
I think I got maybe a surprise, but yeah, we'll see. I think I might. Okay. We'll see. Let's just keep it.
But, basically, if he says something at like number 5 and that's my number 2, I'm gonna say higher on my list. We're gonna wait to talk about it. Aside from that, you know, it's anything goes. I'm gonna let you go first, by the way. So,
all right. So at number 5, this is an album that I kind of grew up on. Wasn't supposed to be listening to this type of music. And you looking at me because, like, yeah, you know, I ain't gonna put out my age or anything, but this is right around when I was like 3-4 years old. It was slapping then, and it's still slap now. It's a Too Short, Born to Mac. Nah, Too Short, man. Come on. Too Short, Born to Mac. Will Smith is out. That was in the 80s too, right? He's not even going to crack my list. Sorry, Willie. Sorry, Big Willie from Philly. But
you said the key words. So I thought that's what you were leading to, my bad.
Well, you got to realize, I don't know. My dad was just real into Too Short and Eazy-E, and I have a mad respect for both of their flows. Coming from a West Coast perspective and, you know, being into West Coast rap, especially Bay Area rap, but at that time, back in the late 80s, Too Short was one of the most influential rap artists on the West Coast for sure, like by far, actually. In the late 80s, it was him, Eazy-E, you get a little bit of Ice-T, and obviously, NWA and some of those guys as well. But Too Short is probably, you know, I have a baby rap career. You could go catch me on Lee Boy TV. You catch a couple of my slaps. Yeah. A couple slaps. Yeah. What did Femininity say? She said he, after his failed rap career, he went back to act, went back to working a 9-to-5. Like, gosh, Black Femininity. But yeah, go check me out on YouTube. I got a couple slaps out there. But I'll just say that Too Short was definitely very influential in some of the rap topics and genre. The whole genre that I followed after was basically influenced by Too Short. So Too Short, Born to Mac in the 80s. I think it was, what, 88, 89, somewhere around there. So. And it definitely was slapping.
88 sounds right.
Yeah, it was slapping in my, for sure. My dad had the incense on deck with the Born to Mac, you know, for a couple years after that. I definitely remember this being in there, along with Eazy-E and some others too. So
I'm trying to look up the date. That's 88.
Hey, 88. And yeah, oh, maybe I should talk about some. Oh, I mean, obviously, Freaky Tales. If you don't know that song, definitely. Put it on, you know, put it on with and have some cotton ready to stuff in your ears because it gets very graphic. Nah, it's not made for all people's ears, man. You got to be ready to experience the explicit content on this one. But Dope Fiend beat, definitely dope. Little Girls is actually sick because he talks about, you know, the pressure to. And basically the availability of young girls around in the hood and how you shouldn't mess with them. So it was a good message for 88. I was surprised to hear him take that stand. So, yeah, y'all check it out if you haven't heard it.
Okay. Well, my five I have is Guy.
Okay. Yeah.
The name of the group and the album.
So, yes. Yeah, Guy got some slaps. Yeah, they got some slaps. What's the slaps that's on this one?
And I think all of the slaps that I like just happen to be on this song, you know, got Teddy's Jam, we got Peace of My Love, we got I Like, which is now making a comeback with TikTok. Like, have you seen the TikTok channel?
Nah, it goes crazy.
So I Like is like the new song trend on TikTok. So I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Right, then Groove Me.
Something to that, yeah.
I don't think it's a dance for her.
Okay. You know, I'll be hitting them dances. Look.
You can do it if you want to, but I don't think it's a
all in front of the castle. But go
ahead. But yeah, no, I just like this. I think this is out. This is one of the albums that I think a new Jack Swing to begin with. So this is, and you're gonna see a theme. Is that's probably all it is on this list is new Jack Swing. So get ready for all that.
But, yeah, you might be right. You might be right about us our list being a little bit different. But and by the way, you called New Jack City the movie New Jack Swing last week. Just wanted to bring that up because you just
wait. I did what?
You called New Jack City the movie because we were talking about Wesley Snipes' New Jack Swing last week. But yeah,
I caught it after I edited. I was like, oh dang, I did say New Jack.
This guy always worried about some New Jack Swing. Look, but New Jack Swing, I'm telling it is one of the best genres,
it's a good genre, man,
of all time. I will agree with you. I will agree with you there. And then, I mean, kind of leading into that, number four, I got New Edition Candy Girl. And so, no, that's not high on you.
Nah.
I was just waiting for that to be well. Okay, so I was looking, you know, at Bobby Brown stuff because Bobby Brown got a bunch of slaps as well. But I just thought, you know, everything that was on that New Edition album, you know, and I don't listen to too much 80s music as much as probably you do, Mr. New Jack. So this one would, you know, just to pay ode to all those guys, landed at number four for me. I mean, and you could, I mean, everybody knows the slaps that's on this one, right? I mean, Candy Girl, let's start off with the goddamn Candy Girl.
I mean, I think from this one, they have 1, 2, 3, 4. They have like four like singles that I would say. Right. It's Just the End, Jealous Girl, Popcorn Love, and then of course the title song.
And so, Popcorn Love is a slap, but yeah, I mean, and what the album obviously means just to the culture in general of like young groups and the other people that were able to emulate kind of that you know, that lane they carved in the game. I think it's just an influential album in general. And shout out to those brothers, New Edition. N.E., your guys.
So, my number four. Maybe you have this person on your list. Maybe you don't. If you don't have this person on your list, I would actually be surprised. You don't even have this person on your list. They had like three or four albums come out in the 80s alone. But okay. Janet Jackson, Control.
I don't have this person. I'm gonna tell you, I don't have the person on my list, man.
Wow! As much as you talk about how much you love Janet in the Janet episode, and then
was it the '80s though? See, look, I have said
Velvet Rope was 90s.
I am more of a '90s Janet fan, so I have always said that. So, and look, when you see the rest of my list, you know they get crazy. So, very proud of my number two. But
she got a Control, she got Nasty, What Have You Done For Me Lately, you know,
okay, look, don't get me started.
You got a lot of stuff.
So, yeah, certain Janet bops, as soon as you say, I just go right into the mode, like, hey, step side, like, she had bops in every decade, and I definitely encourage everyone to go back to our Janet Jackson episode. What did we talk about on that one? When we had
the documentary and then our favorite songs,
but I don't have any Janet on my list, man. I came around during Velvet Rope, so that's when I really got. I mean, I remember the dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I mean, everybody remember that, but I definitely wasn't popping in the albums. These albums were more like what my dad was playing for sure. My dad wasn't playing too much Janet, so moving forward. At number three, or did you spill on Janet?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right. Moving forward.
New Jack Swing again. That was more New Jack Swing style. So like I said, it's a theme here.
So yeah, moving forward to number three, you know, my theme is always West Coast. Like I said, my dad was playing these coming up. And I mean, is it cliche? I don't know, but it came out in the 80s, NWA, Straight Out of Compton. I
should have known.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, love Eazy-E, love Too Short. And how are any of those albums compared to this one? And, you know, I'm a big fan of hip hop and rap. And you still, I mean, just from the album cover, just from the logos of NWA, you know, obviously the music being led by Dre, still being powered by Eazy-E, who's a monster on these streets. And then, you know, the trickle down effect to Compton, to the Games, to the Kendrick Lamars, all the great people that have come out of Compton over the years. And, you know, and they just put it on the map. They were different from LA and they had different politics. And it's just, and, you know, I'm always down for that, you know, not the F the police energy, but just the say what you gotta. Just fight for your rights type energy, right? I don't think people should be fighting against the police, but I do think that it's important that when you see injustice, you're able to say something about it. So there's just so much to really say about that, the whole movement of NWA. But I'll just say that that music was heavily influential in some of the more militant rap that I've gotten into over the years, but really, is there bops on there? I don't know if it's bop heavy.
I mean, it could be bop heavy in your opinion. I mean, this is your list. I mean, hey.
I mean, at this point, like, it's also just paying homage because it's just one of the best albums from the 80s. So that's number three for me. And I got some, I can't wait to put out the rest of the list. Look, now that we got all the formalities out, you know, my rap card is still good out here. You know, I had to put in Born to Mac in that NWA, so I'm good. But yeah, West Coast.
All right.
Man. I know you don't have to succumb to those, that kind of pressure.
No,
yeah. There's some pressure out here. You got to keep it, you know, gangster a little bit. You know what I'm saying? NWA, you know what I'm saying? Look, all right, go ahead.
My number three is...
We'll stop stalling.
My number three is New Edition, but it's Any Heartbreak.
Okay. See, okay.
So you went with the first album. I went with I would assume is the best album in my opinion. But they had like five albums come out in the '80s. So I mean, there's a lot. But this one is the first one with Johnny Gill. That's something. But the songs that they got on here, They got Any Heartbreak, which is the, you know, the title song. They got Crucial. I don't know if you heard Crucial. You're Not My Kind of Girl. That's one of their hits. Mm-hmm. And then they got, I mean, obviously, Can't You Stand the Rain? You know, you got Boys to Men, If It Isn't Love. You got all these songs. Now, it got New Jack Swing flavor. I mean, If It Isn't Love, you know, people be all that. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, yeah, that is a lot. Yeah. That's the Slap. That's the Slap album, right? Is that their sophomore album? Second or third album?
You let this me is know. Their like fourth album? Fifth. Their fifth, I think.
All in the 80s?
Yes. All right, hold on. Let me look it up. Let me see if I can find which album this is. Because they had Candy Girl, then they had New Edition, then they had Under the Blue Moon, then they had a Christmas album, then they had an album without Bobby, and then they had this one.
In this one, you know, every once in a while, I gotta bring out the cheat code, you know what I'm saying, with the multiple in one slot, because I can't choose, and I'm indecisive. And, you know, this is just one of my favorite artists of all time. I don't know if I've really spoken about her too much on the podcast, but this is a Britney Spears. Oh, you know, favorite of all time. Late 80s, Britney. Oh, Lord. Just take me out. That's Madonna, right? No, they would never make my list. It's actually Sade, you know, the beautiful, incomparable Sade. The album I went with was Promise, just because I seen, you know, some of the main songs that I love from her on that. But I'll say that Promise, Diamond Life actually too. Yeah, I couldn't choose between Promise and Diamond Life. And then there's also Stronger Than Pride, which is also a title song. All released in the 80s. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I had the albums and I was bumping them, but her greatest CD, I think, was put out in 94. And yeah, her playlist to this day is just one of the most amazing things. But I think Promise, if I were to choose one, or Diamond Life, you know, Sweetest Taboo, those, when you get to those type of songs, it's just incomparable. That's all I'll say. And she's a beautiful soul. She's a beautiful soul as well.
This song, this album, still New Jack Swing. Mm-hmm. Maybe the most New Jack Swing of New Jack Swing albums. I'm pretty, like, I think this is the New Jack Swing album. I'll be honest with you. You probably know what I'm about to say. What do you think I'm about to say?
I don't know. Like, I don't
New Jack Swing, the album. What do you think I'm going to say?
All right. The New Jack City soundtrack? No. is it some Bobby Brown?
Yes, it is. Yes, Bobby Brown, that's what I would Don't guess. Be Cruel.
I would guess Bobby. Yeah, I want cool. him on my list too, but I didn't end up. Yeah, but go ahead.
But yes, my number two is Bob Brown, Don't Be Cruel, because it's, to me, there is no song on the album that I would skip. Just being honest with you. Like, every song on the album I'm playing, and I'm like, some of them I'm playing over. Like, they got some good songs. Some songs that they got on here is Don't Be Cruel, obviously, the title song. You got My Prerogative. You got Roni, you got Rock With You, okay, you got Every yeah, Little Step.
I know.
You got these, I Really Love Your Girl, which is a low-key song, but nobody really knows, but it's a good song. Mm-hmm. And then you got remixes to some of these songs. Like, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of the original Rock With You version, but I like the remix version, which is, it's the same song but a different beat and, you know, stuff like that.
Better for you, yeah.
Yeah. But yes, and then this tops it off. It's not even a song. It's like a prelude. It's like an intro. And just a side note, he took this album on tour for 3 years and it was successful every single year. That's how you know you got a good album, when you can take it on tour for 3 years to promote the album and it's successful every year. So, all right, y'all, we gonna go to break, because, you know, we need to, you know, give y'all, you know, a little bit of rest from all the heat we just dropped with all these albums. Now, we suggest y'all go listen to, if not, go listen to the album, go listen to at least one or two songs from it, because they're all pretty much like, you got to extinguish your laptop or wherever you listen to this at. Anyways, we're going to go to break. We're going to be right back. Give you an honorable mentions, number ones, stuff like that. Stay tuned. Hey. We'll be right back.
That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight, say,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions.
Oh,
that's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I wanna live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you now.
And we are back. We are back. We are back. Hopefully you enjoyed the song during our break. You know, hopefully you enjoyed this whole list thing. We got some honorable mentions, but before we go to honorable mentions, we got some suggestions. Anyways, we got Alex Nance from True 90s, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, True 90s. Shout out to Alex.
And from his podcast, Splat Attack.
Alex Nance.
He says he's a rock metal guy, so his suggestions would be albums like Back in Black, AC/DC, Dr. Feelgood, Appetite for Destruction, 1984, Master of Puppets, Puppet Rain, and Look at What the Cat Dragged In. So those are all rock and metal. Those sound like rock and metal albums.
Right.
But
with a little Purple Rain sprinkled in there too. So.
But those all sound good though. Like album wise, like I've heard of some of these.
Right.
But okay. We got
shout out to Alex, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. We got our friend, Natanya Ross.
Okay.
She says the one and only. What do you think she's gonna say? Because I already knew what she was gonna say. What do you think she's gonna say?
I mean, it's the one and only. I'm gonna just say Thriller. I don't know.
No, Purple Rain.
Okay, that makes. Yeah, I mean, you're two kind of people in this world, right? It's either Prince.
We talk about Natanya is the latter.
Yeah, Natanya she's definitely is, Prince. Yeah.
Yes. we got Tess, who was on here. She says the Michael Jackson album has Man on the Mirror on it. That whole album is just dope. So. That's her suggestion. It's from Blast From Our Past for John and Adam. I think it's safe to say Graceland by Paul Simon, Tango in the Night by Fleetwood Mac, Full Moon Fever by Tom Petty, Master of Puppets by Metallica, Cosmo Thing by B-52s, and Sell by Peter Gabriel. So they have a mixed palette, I would say. They got a lot of different things in one. I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard of some of these. So maybe I can just listen to some and see if I like it.
The same way, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I'm a new Jack Swing person, so you know. But we got Max from Ready to Retro. Says the Beastie Boys, License to Ill, and Run DMC. So
Beastie Boys solid, Run DMC solid. Sometimes I get some of their older songs mixed up between each other. They sound actually pretty similar. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I mean, but, they did have a song or two together.
Yeah, and they do have a song together. Yeah. And but no, all their stuff is definitely worth honorable mentioning. I had some of those, just those artists, definitely those guys, and you know, the Big Daddy Kanes of the world, all the original, you know, rap. These are the real MCs from the beginning were coming out in the 80s. People like, you know, Kumo D. I mean,
how you like me now?
Yeah,
I mean, it's bad when the first thing of Kumo D, I think I was the Martin. I don't know if you've seen Martin. He was on Def Jam. He was making fun of him, kind of. Nah. That's the only thing I know from Kumo D.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's just a lot from the 80s. Is that all we had? Any honorable mentions from you?
Yeah. So, well, actually, Do you should I let you go first in your honorables, or you want me to go?
Well, I can. Yeah, I mean, because I had Purple Rain. It didn't make my top five just because I don't think I listened to it back then. So, not that that should be like the criteria for my list, but you know, that just wasn't probably floating around in my family as much. Just to be, you know, my list is too short in NWA. So, but I've learned to appreciate Purple Rain and Prince and things like that. I had U2's first album on there because I'm a fan of their sound in general. I've heard all their albums, and that was one of their best. When I went back and listened to their catalog, so and they're just an impactful group. And then another personal favorite, man, Special Ed, Youngest in Charge. I love Special Ed's flow. It's just so simple, it's so comedic, you know, from a lot of stuff that he's done. And another person I went back, dug in the crates, listened to all their albums, and Youngest in Charge is dope. So shout out to my guy Special Ed. He's one of my favorite from the West Coast. So he reminds me of like Mac Dre from the West, from the East, excuse me. He's one of my favorite from the East. Did I say West? I'm always thinking about West. West always on my mind. But yeah, he's one of my favorite from the East. That guy, Special Ed.
Can you still have that name today? Like, does he go by something else?
Hey, look, I didn't even think about it like that because I'm just so used to bumping. I got it made, you know.
Is he like just Ed now? Prince, Purple Rain, Soul Minds. Janet, Rhythm Nation, Soul Minds. Some shocker. Well, it's not a shocker to me, but Michelle, her first album, I really like. She got No More Lies, Something in My Heart, and something else. I forgot what the other one was, but that one was good too. And then my final honorable mention is probably on your list, maybe not, Thriller.
Well, let's get into it right now. Before we get into our number ones, I'll just say shout out to Ryan Nicole Brown. You know, I'm always shouting out my agency folks because she actually played Misha Lay in that Surviving Compton. I think it was a Surviving Compton movie on Netflix. So shout out to Ryan Nicole Brown, another agency alumni. But to the number ones, I can also say I have Thriller as an honorable mention. You know, I didn't want to say it just then. I thought maybe nobody really mentioned it either too in the suggestions, or did you just leave it out? Nobody mentioned it.
Oh, wait, actually, I did. John and Adam did.
Okay. So, you know, definitely an honorable mention, but at number one, I actually have Bad. And I think Tessa, she was alluding to it earlier with the Man on the Mirror album. So that Man on the Mirror is definitely on there, which is one of Mike's, you know, I think one of his great songs. Speed Demon, Another Part of Me, Just Can't Stop Loving You, Dirty Diana, Smooth Criminal, Leave Me Alone, Bad. I mean, come on. And obviously Thriller is an incredible album as well. But I always liked some of Mike's other works. And, you know, the main one was not available in the 80s category. It came out in 79. So, you know, I had to make my way, hop, skip, and a jump over to Bad. So, I mean, with my favorite song probably being Just Another Part of Me. No, that's not my favorite. Any of them. I can say any of these is my favorite. I don't know. The way you make me feel, all of them. Speed Demon, I love Dirty Diana. What else? I mean, Smooth Criminal. Wow. And this was, you know, this is, you know, the mic I like. Tear the White Tee Off, Mike. This is prime Tear the White Tee Off, Mike, right here. He was ripping them Lee tees left and right. Little thin Walmart tees.
They was pre-ripped.
Yeah.
Pre-ripped.
Yeah. Yeah, right. The little slits in his little Lee tees. Yeah. So this is one of my favorite mics for sure. Favorite mic era.
Okay. Well, mine is also the same as yours.
Oh, okay. We had the same little thought process on that. Okay.
I was going to let you say yours first because I was like, all right. Especially the song with Saida Garrett. I like that. I don't know why I like it. I just like it. Smooth Criminal. I like the video more, so that helps it. When we talk about overall songs on here, I don't know. It's probably the song with Saeed Garrett. I don't know.
What song is that?
I Just Can't Stop Loving You.
Okay.
Like, Man in the Mirror is iconic. Speed Demon is cool. The Way You Make Me Feel is cool. Bad is dope. Smooth Criminal is dope. Dirty Diana is dope. But something about the duet, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I just like it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is beautiful. Just a beautiful song, for sure. And that's like a wedding song for sure. Like, that would be a perfect song for. In fact, let me write that down in case it ever happens. No, we're gonna make it happen soon.
I thought I would assume you'd be like, first of all, I know this. You know what I'm talking about? Jagged Edge.
Huh? Jagged Edge. Oh, yeah. First of all, I know it's too complicated. Yeah, I know that. I'm gonna be real. Oh yeah, I could do the dance and everything. I'm ready. But yeah, yeah, man. I mean, this is just one of the best albums to ever be put out, especially Mike, peak Mike. This is when he was a pop star, pop, super pop Mike. And this is around the Super Bowl era too, right?
That's later. It's after.
He did
the next album.
Okay, so he did the Super Bowl he did it in the 90s. So he was just on fire with these next couple albums. So this is like heyday Mike. So all of that obviously led up to him becoming the biggest star, best performer, best everything involving music of all time. Like, I don't know. He's just the best. So
the first one, everybody likes the first one better, but I don't know. I just think the first one's just like, first one's good, but the first one is not this one. So it's just like, this one, I think he honed in his craft more than the first one, but it's just me, you know.
Then Off the Wall?
No, the
I forgot. There's one before that too, right?
The one before Off the Wall, he was like 9. So did that count? Okay.
I don't know. This guy has music in every decade. So it's just wild. It's just wild what he's been able to do over the years. Similar to the only people that haven't beat is what, the Isley Brothers. Those guys like been around for a long time, still going, still putting out jams. I was looking for a 1980s Isley album too, but yeah, I just couldn't land on one that I could have in my top 5. But they got music in every decade. That's good. So yeah, this was dope, man. This is a good list. And please, you guys, leave your suggestions. Let us know what you were listening to in the 2000s and going back to the 80s. Because we know y'all wasn't listening to this stuff in the 80s and 90s. Like, y'all ain't old like me. Well, maybe. Some of our listeners might be older than me. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Actually,
some of our demographic is,
about my age and older. So, yeah. Y'all know what's up. Alex, with all that AC/DC talk, I know he was listening to some rock music back in the day for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine John and Chris, I mean John and Adam from Blast of My Past, they was definitely, I can tell.
I just stumbled upon the whole genre yacht rock. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I mean, it's just light rock, but it has all the jam. Just look up a yacht rock playlist. It's amazing. It's amazing. You will not be disappointed.
Yacht rock isn't like the boat yacht.
Yacht rock. It is. I mean, they got everything from, you know, little Lionel Richie. They even have, they got some MJ on there, but you know, it's gonna be all the like soft rock, 80s, you know, 80s bands.
And, I swear you are reading the Google definition. Literally what you just said, the Google.
Really?
Definition.
Oh yeah, I mean, because not that I looked it up, but I've been listening to it the last couple of weeks, and yeah, man, it's just been a good little switch up for me. So shout out to Yacht Rock. I don't know, but we gotta get the going, bro. Speaking of go, I gotta go right now. So you can find me at leeboytv.com, definitely at leeboytv on all socials. And yeah, you guys, please shoot us some suggestions on what you guys want us to talk about next. We love to do top 5 lists and all that. And yeah, tap in with us, Leeboy TV.
And follow me at KVNG Primetime. Follow the podcast, Prime Nostalgia Pod. Follow 80s, 90s, and 2000s vibes. And whatever y'all wants to do, let us know.
There it is. All right.
From Leeboy.
Yeah, you know what they say.
From Leeboy. from me. I'm gonna say Prime Time is all the time, and we out.
Sorry, baby. Ouch.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime Time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Out.